6 minutes past eight. Few sounds are as nostalgic as the sound of a steam locomotive. Peter Mellor understood that even when steam trains were still in service. Now, in the 1950s and 60s, he and his friend Dawson Wilkinson travelled thousands of kilometres over countless nights, recording the last of the steam-hauled passenger trains to run on the North Island Main Trunk Line. Brian Crump recently spoke with Peter Mellor, who's now in his mid-90s. Before we hear about his many midnight recording sessions, here's a track of one of the steam-driven albums that came out. Listen to this.
Tekuiti, Friday night, October 24th, 1958. A New Zealand Railways KA steam locomotive, number 953, is about to depart with a passenger train heading south from Auckland, bound for Wellington. It's the first night of the long labour weekend, and the notes on the back of the record cover tell me this is Relief Express Train 333. Put on to cope with the extra number of holiday travellers. A short blast from the whistle, and the train begins to move. Such is the clarity of sound. I imagine the locomotive is just a few metres away. Yet, as it whistles for the road crossing, it still has some way to go before it will pass the microphone. Storming up the grade towards the central North Island, and into the night. These are the recordings of Peter Mellor and Dawson Wilkinson, who were then two young men who, in the 1950s and 60s, realizing that steam would soon no longer be king, devoted countless nights to recording the end of an era. While most Aucklanders were tucked up in bed, the two friends loaded Peter Mellor's old V8 truck with sound gear and headed down alongside the North Island Main Trunk to the King Country to capture on tape the last of the steam trains before diesels took over. The resulting vinyl LP, Listening Along the Line, was a present my father gave to a teenage son. Dawson Wilkinson died many years ago in a boating accident. But I discovered recently Peter Mellor is still alive, now in his mid-90s, and living with his wife in Victoria, Australia. I wanted to ask him about these amazing recordings and the midnight rail adventures he and his friend made more than 60 years ago. And Peter very kindly agreed to a phone interview. When we caught up, I began by asking him why he and Dawson spent so many sleepless hours chasing trains with a tape recorder.
Why? Because it's a beautiful sound. All railway sounds are nice at night. I can't put a finger on why. It's just the way it is. I think the sound of a steam chime whistle is a haunting sound.
The recordings I know of yours, they're all recorded at night, all at night, and they're all in the middle of the North Island on the North Island Main Trunk, and they're all passenger trains. Now, did you make these with Dawson Wilkinson because you knew steam wouldn't last for much longer? Because you made these in the 1960s, the first half of the 1960s.
Oh, yes, we were well aware of that. I corresponded with a guy in America who did it, a chap called O. Winston Link, and in New York, and he had some marvellous recordings of the Norfolk and Western Railway. And Dawson corresponded with a chap in Britain, but I just know his name, and he was doing railway recordings. So Dawson decided he wanted to do them too. He wrote to the BBC and asked them what did they use for field recording. Dawson started in 1955 with a little wind-up clockwork tape machine called a Ficord. But, of course, the BBC were into big, hefty things, and Dawson imported one of those, big as a suitcase and as heavy as a bloody suitcase, too. And we had to have a 12-volt battery and then a vibrator unit to step it up to 230 volts so we could operate outdoors at night.
And you made some of these recordings in pretty out-of-the-way places. In the middle of the Rorimu spiral, you weren't on the road where the road was next to the railway line. You've got to hike up the hill with all this stuff.
Oh, no, we had a car. We could drive up to the top of the spiral, to the top mill, and do recordings from there. The thing, we could record anywhere with our vibrator unit, the 12-volt car battery, hook it up.
Was it a reel-to-reel unit that you had?
Yes. We could also broadcast hooked up into Rauringu Station or thereabouts or any other station. They were all happy to let us use their power, so that was good.
That would have come in very handy.
Yeah. We spread the gear on the station. You got the bells from the machines and telephones and whatever. One chap walked in one night, we were recording, and he said, "What's all this bloody stuff on the floor?" And with those miles of wire and things.
What are the engine drivers and the fire operators and the what do they make, and the guards, what do they make of what you were doing?
Oh, some of them thought we were mad. Some of them were quite interested.
Did you think you were mad sometimes?
Me? No, I think it was wonderful. Just wonderful.
I first came across this album, it was a birthday present or a Christmas present when I was in my early teens from my dad, I think. And I was transfixed by these recordings that you and Dawson Wilkinson made. There are a few I'd like to ask you about.
Yep.
One at Kakahi, which is just south of Tomananui. Now, back in the day, that was where if you had a heavy train, passenger train, and it needed two locomotives to get it up the spiral, that's where the extra locomotive would come on board. And you recorded one of those one day with the two locos starting up a train. Can you remember much about that?
Yeah, that's what we liked that. There was a triangle there where the bank engine used to run between Kakahi and National Park. And he'd come down light engine from National Park, hook on to his next train to double head up the hill. Yeah, we got some good stuff at Kakahi.
It must have been pretty cold at times by the trunk. And that recording was made, what, in April? It would have been cooling off a bit.
Oh, yeah, not too bad. Later on, I bought a country store at Rauringu and lived there for 5 years.
Did you?
Toward the end of steam, yeah.
Were you a professional recording engineer, Peter?
No, not at all. I'm not a technical man at all. Photography was my trade. Processing was my life. I had 12 years of darkroom work. Go to work in the winter in the dark and get a knock off in the dark and come home. Photographic processing was a totally different thing in those days, I'll tell you. But that was my job.
So you'd go to work.
Yeah.
Stay in a dark room, come home, then after dark, go out and chase trains and record them.
Yeah, we'd do that. Dawson's father thought we were mad. Dawson was an accountant, and Dawson's father was chairman of Wilson Christmas Steen and Company, which was the biggest accountancy firm in Auckland. So he used to think we were mad. But it was a great hobby. Great hobby.
That recording that you made at Kakahi of the banking engine coming on to help the train get up the hill, that same night you chased that train and got to National Park before it arrived with the two engines coming into the station.
Done.
Easy?
Yeah.
got to National Park, did you connect to the power at the station, or did you just get your gear out of the car, by the railway line and record?
No, we plugged into the station.
You couldn't do that now because most of these stations, well...
Oh, they're gone.
A lot of them don't exist, and even a few that still do don't have people around in the middle of the night.
No. Oh, I don't know. There must be some people. Plenty of rail fans in the world, aren't there?
In the middle of the night?
Oh, is that clean enough?
Possibly there would be, actually, given I know your tribe reasonably well, given I have to acknowledge I'm a part of that tribe, really. Otherwise, we wouldn't be having that conversation right now. My favourite recording on this album, and they're all fantastic, but this is my favourite. It's Band 4 on Side 1, Track 4. Recorded this south of Waiuru in, this was October 1958, and it's a KA coming in with the express. It's going at top notch, heading towards what was then a level crossing at Waiuru, which is now gone. There's an overbridge there now. Now, how long did you have to wait before this train turned up there in that cold top of the North Island night?
Oh, I don't know. We'd know where they were. We'd ask at the station where trains were. Train control kept the station agents to know what to expect and where they were coming from, what time they likely to be there. We usually followed a train to the best of our ability.
On this case, you would not have had any power to hook up to. This is right out in the Wops. Okay, you're near the highway, Highway 1, but there's no power source, so you're reliant on your own equipment, right?
Yep.
What was it like when you could hear, you could start to hear the train? I guess you had to make sure you had the tape rolling right from the beginning.
Yeah, that was simple. I used to stand out by the microphone as a rule. If it was drizzling rain or something, I'd hold a cover out over the mic so it wasn't spattered with sound and dripping water. Dawson would sit in the car and do the actual recording. Yeah.
So you had a long mic lead that came out of the car, and Dawson would be in the car with the machine itself.
Yep.
When you listen back to that recording of the train rushing up to Waiuru over the level crossing, and you hear the whistle and the echo coming back off the hills, did you think that that was a particularly good one you caught then?
Oh yes, we knew and we got a good one.
You mentioned keeping the rain off the microphone, and there's a track
that
could
be a bloody nuisance.
There's a track on side two. It's quite a long one because it features a train, just one loco. It's lifting an express up the Rotorua spiral, and it's struggling. It's really struggling.
That was recorded from Rotorua station.
Really? And that's... I always thought, from the sounds you caught, I thought you must be up there in the middle of the spiral, right in the middle of it. That's the illusion that recording creates in my imagination.
Well, we did some from up the top mill, which was at the top of the spiral, top of the first tunnel sort of thing. Where the actual mic was, I couldn't tell it. We might have been up, we might have been a nice... it wasn't a nice night. It was a slippery night, wasn't it?
Yeah. Did you think the engine was going to stall on the grade?
Oh, yes. Yes, we thought she might stall. It was very touch and go with that train. However, it made the grade. But that was one of our best recordings of the expresses on the trunk, I reckon.
The last recording I want to talk to you about is perhaps the most haunting for me, and it's on the second side. It's recorded at Rotorua, and it's a loco, it's a JB, if you're into your loco classes. And it's must have been helping another train up the hill, and now it's heading back down to Tomananui, and it's running light.
Yeah.
And there's something,
right engine, yeah.
There's something about the whistle. The whistle is not as shrill as they normally are. It's much deeper.
Now, that was 1274, I think.
You're close, 1224.
No, 1274 is a JA. 1229.
Was it?
Yeah, I think so. It should be recorded there, the number.
It says JB1224, running light, returning home.
1224, right.
Yeah.
It had a very low-pitched whistle for some time. We don't know why. It was a beautiful thing to listen. More American than anything else.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. It's really magical, that one. Yeah.
Mm.
So you knew that loco wherever you heard it?
Oh, yes. Yeah, this had a beautiful whistle.
What time would you and Dawson get home at night after these escapades? And where did you come from to get to the trunk at that time?
I had a 1937 V8. Dawson never had a motor car in his life. His father had a beautiful Riley Pathfinder, but Dawson wasn't allowed to drive for that.
especially not to chase trains.
I was newly married, and I had an old 1937 V8, so that's what we used for our recordings. Yeah.
Newly married, and you and Dawson are shooting off down country to record trains.
Yep. My first wife was very tolerant, and my second wife is just as tolerant.
You're a lucky man.
No problem.
Got any children, Peter?
Me? Yeah,
yes.
I've got two. My wife has three. One of mine lives in Tasmania. The other one lives... excuse me, in Pukahina Beach. She works for the Western Bioplenty County Council. And my wife has two here in Victoria, and that's why we're in Australia. Mm.
Anybody else pick up the train bug?
Don't think so, no. No.
Can you hear a railway line from where you are?
Yeah, Marybury's pretty busy railway line. Actually, it used to run four different directions out of here, but it only runs, two now. Very a lot of heavy freight runs through here up into Mildura.
Do your ears still pick up, you know, when you hear a train horn, even if it's not a steam one?
Yeah, I don't mind the sound of them. I can just hear them from this place at time. We live in a retirement village here. But I don't go. I haven't seen a steam train for 12 months. But they run the odd special through with our class. That's the big 464s. Occasionally there's a special goes through.
Do the Aussie steam locomotives sound as good as the New Zealand ones did?
Oh, yeah, very similar. Very similar, the whistle. Very similar indeed.
When you hear it, does it bring back memories, Peter?
Hmm. Yes. It was a wonderful time.
It's one of the many steam trains recorded by Peter Mellor and his friend Dawson Wilkinson speeding off into the King Country night. Peter Mellor talking there with Brian Crump. Doesn't he sound amazing, Peter, for someone in his mid-90s? Excellent interview. Thank you, Brian. Thank you, Peter, and all that made that possible on Sunday Night Retro.